for speaking to us. That's Simon Cooper there from Inson Co, the international commercial law firm. Now, it's hoped a new species of flower found in Scotland could shed new light on the way plants evolve. This type of monkey flower is a hybrid of two invasive species and has been found in two separate locations. Dr. Mario Vallejo Marin is a plant evolutionary biologist at the University of Stirling.
This is quite an exciting discovery because we first found this new monkey flower in the south of Scotland accidentally in as part of a family trip. Now, what we have found this time is exactly the same species that has appeared in the opposite side of Scotland, in the Orkney Islands, and we show that the apparition of this second group of plants has occurred independently from the place where we first found it. So we have the same species evolving twice in separate places.
How unusual is that?
Well, it's actually not that unusual when you look at plants as a whole. And if you focus on species that have evolved through this process of hybridization and then duplication of the DNA, it is common that they have multiple origins. What it is unusual is that we have found a species that is so young as this new monkey flower. Usually, people that study new species are looking at events that happened thousands or hundreds of thousands of years ago. And we found an example of a species that has evolved in the last 200 years.
So for you, in terms of studying what's going on here, this is what, going to shed some light on the evolution of plants?
Yeah, well, we have realized more and more that the process that gave rise to the new monkey flower is exactly the same process that underlines the evolutionary history of plants as a whole. It has occurred many times in the past, and it seems to be very important. Now, what the new species will allow us is to look at the very early stages of this process of species formation, and we can test hypotheses that are not possible to test when you look at much older events.
Yeah, I see that you've likened it to looking at the Big Bang in the first seconds of that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a bit of an exaggeration, but it really is that way, in the sense that we are looking at the first instance of the birth of the species, what happens immediately after it, rather than what accumulates over millions of years of evolution.
And this one is quite unusual, isn't it? Because I think it's from two different plants, but usually when they merge, they don't produce fertile plants. Is that right?
No, that is something very interesting. Well, first, it is a product of two plants that are non-native to the UK. So we have this image of invasive species as always reducing diversity or being negative for the environment. And this is an example where these two non-native plants have hybridized. They produce a plant that is sterile, and then evolution has twisted that and produced a new species that doesn't occur elsewhere outside of Scotland, that has regained the ability to reproduce through seeds.
So what do you hope now to learn from watching this plant develop?
Well, we want to know what happens in the immediate term to this plant. Is it just a botanical curiosity that will disappear, or somehow this duplication of the DNA and the hybridization conferred some properties that allow it to deal with the British environment?
And are these sites protected in any way?
No, not at all. Actually, one of the sites is just outside of the city of Stromness, and it's not protected in any way, in part because we didn't know that this plant existed until very recently. On the other hand, some people see this species as a non-native. We shouldn't try to protect. I think it would be important, if not to protect it, to at least keep an eye on what happens to this individual plant as time goes on.
That's Dr. Mario Vallejo Marin from the University of Stirling. Now,